Nolte, Jake Tapper's Fauci gotcha backfires in epic fashion. By John Nolte on April 14, 2020. Dr. Anthony Fauci's comments vouching for President Trump are a total disaster for KNLL staffer Jake Tapper in the far-left New York Times. Live by Fauci. Die by Fauci. For 2 months now, the fake news media have propped Fauci up as the ultimate expert, the ultimate truth-teller, the man by which we must all set our moral compass during this pandemic. And you know what? I'm totally okey-doke with that. Take a look at my history. I'm a bit of an open book on these here interweb.nets. And what you will find is that, until yesterday, I've never said an unkind word about Fauci. He strikes me as a pretty straight shooter, and I respect the fact he sometimes colors outside the lines when it comes to agreeing with Trump. And I respect the fact Trump seems perfectly okay with that. As I've written in the past, these nightly briefings are presenting a respectful debate out in the open, and that's a good thing. So I was never part of the hashtag Fire Fauci crowd. I could not disagree with them more, and even on Monday, even when I was furious with the good doctor, I did not join that crowd because I believed he deserved an opportunity to explain himself, which he did, like a man, but I'm getting a bit ahead of things. So under the false assumption there was daylight between Fauci and Trump, under the false assumption Trump was not listening to the experts, the fake news media pushed all their chips into the middle of the table to go all in on Fauci. And so, they built his credibility into something no one could question. They publicly praised and gushed over Fauci as the only man to listen to during this crisis. The bet, of course, was supposed to pay off when Fauci finally blew the whistle on Trump with the horror story about how the orange bad man did not listen to the experts, and as a result, thousands of Americans died. In other words, there is blood all over Trump's hands. And on Sunday, the fake news media thought that bet had finally paid off. Based on totally invented unnamed sources, the far-left New York Times, led by Maggie Edelweiss's A Nazi Song, Haberman, told the world that the experts were demanding Trump shut down the country all the way back in mid-February, and he refused, which proves he's a madman with blood all over his hands. Then Fauci appeared on Tapper's basement-rated Sunday show, where he fell for a cheap gotcha question and appeared to confirm the Times story. Yep, there it was, the only man to listen to during this crisis finally blew the whistle on Trump. Finally confirmed the horror story that the orange bad man refused to listen to the experts, and people died. And so, while the rest of us were celebrating the risen Christ on Sunday, the fake news media rejoiced in nailing the orange bad man to a cross. We got him. We got him now. We got the bastard. The only man to listen to during this crisis said it. He said Trump didn't listen and people died. For a few hours at least, it sure did look that way. It sure did look like the man who the media conferred all this credibility on had just paid off that all-in bet big time. But to anyone paying attention, something was off. Was way off, and Tapper, who has become one of the most shameless liars in all of media, lied to his few viewers by way of omission. You see, Tapper did not want his audience to know that publicly Fauci had been telling the country everything straight through to March 9th. As we reported Monday, Fauci's previous comments don't jibe with the premise he accepted on KNLL, that he had recommended closing the country in mid-February and Trump refused to listen. You see, on March 9th, Fauci told America it was still an act of good judgment to hold a political rally in certain areas, and that it was still okay to book a cruise if you weren't elderly or sickly. On February 29th, he told America it was okay to go to the mall, the gym, and the movies. But this glaring contradiction didn't interest Tapper and the rest of the fake media. They had their soundbite. They had the only man to listen to during this crisis paying off their gamble. And then, during Monday evening's briefing, it all exploded in their fat, smug, lying faces. In an impressive act of grace and humility, Fauci stood in front of the world and took back what he said on Sunday. He not only took it back, he took it back without caveats or reservation. And then he did something even more important. The only man to listen to during this crisis completely and forever annihilated the New York Times report along with the fake news media's most treasured narrative, the one that falsely claims Trump did not listen to the experts. In the ultimate vouch, Fauci informed us that Trump did and does take his advice, and that the president acted on every formal health recommendation made to him, acted on them immediately, acted on them every single time. the first and only time that Dr. Birx and I went in and formally made a recommendation to the president to actually have a shutdown in the sense of not really shut down, but to really have strong mitigations. Obviously, there would be some concern by some that in fact that might have some negative consequences. Nonetheless, the president listened to the recommendation. The next second time that I went in with Dr. Birx into the president and said 15 days are not enough. We need to go 30 days. Obviously, people had a problem with that because of the potential secondary effects. Nonetheless, at that time, the president went with the health recommendations. And it was glorious. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.